It's that time. Time for Pissed Off Politically Speaking. He is a national PR and campaign communications expert, editorial columnist, and former aide to three U.S. presidents. Here's your host, Scott Jones.
And a happy, happy Monday morning to you in a new and improving America. It's that time again. Welcome to Pissed Off Politically Speaking. I'm your host, Scott Jones, right here on the 405 Radio. Be sure and follow me on Twitter at Pops Radio or the network at the 405 Radio. Never a dull moment. Well, it's been a wacky week again in Washington, D.C., and we're going to talk about it all here in the next hour. Two great guests today. Coming up here in our A block in about 8 minutes or so, our friend John Grant, president and program director of the 405 Media and 405 Radio. I hadn't talked to him since we went on hiatus for the Gang of 405. He's somebody I really respect his opinion. We don't always agree, but about 90% of the time we do, and maybe we'll have some enlightening conversation on a number of topics. I'm anxious to talk to John. I always love having him on the show, and we haven't caught up since a lot of bombshells have dropped in Washington. He and I both share an impatience and almost a visceral disdain for the, quote, hanging on, never Trump movement. And I want to get into that with John. So he's going to be coming up here, in about 8 minutes. In our B block, friend of the show, in National Review Online columnist, and now in the Washington Examiner all the time. And my God, I turn on Fox these days. He's on Fox all the time. Our friend Tom Rogan will join us from Washington, D.C. We're going to get his take. You know, he's more of my go-to guy on international affairs, but Tom is a great observer and brings a sometimes fresher point of view, if you will, on the things that are happening in national politics, international affairs, and all of that. So I'm glad to have him on the show. This will be his first time on the show since I took the summer break. As short as it was, I just couldn't stay away from you guys. And so he'll join us after the B block. So Tom Grant from Los Angeles, John Grant, what am I talking about? John Grant from Los Angeles in our A block, Tom Rogan from Washington in our B block. It ought to be an interesting conversation because Lord knows there's no crap going on in Washington, right? Well, I'll tell you, you know, guys, I don't know what to. I know what to think, but I'm just in a quandary over this whole Russia thing, and I got to tell you, I've got a real bad taste in my mouth over the quote unquote leaks coming from Robert Mueller. For those of you that don't know, he was appointed as a special prosecutor initially to look into Russia's meddling in our 2016 election cycle, and then it grew to, well, is there Trump collusion? And I'll make a comment on that in just a second. Trump collusion with the Russians to throw the election their way. And now it's expanded to, is he looking into Trump's tax returns and finances and this and that and the other? Yet the president, as told by former FBI Director Comey, is not a target of any kind of federal investigation. It's all becoming a little bit of a clown car show, but I got to tell you, folks, I don't find it funny. And I'm interested to talk to John about this when he joins us after our first break. I think there are some entrenched Republicans that are part of the fomentation, big word, right? Fomentation of the whole Trump-Russia thing. I just see so many indicators of not only in the talking class and the chattering class and the analysts and all of that, but I think there are Republicans who secretly maybe cheering on the demise of Trump. And, you know, they've thrown everything at him but the kitchen sink, and the guy just keeps on kicking. And I mean, I think if you go back and review the tape, both for this show and the former Gang of 405, you know, I talked about, and I know my colleagues, Tammy Jackson and John Grant from time to time talked about the fact that when you go in and upset the apple cart of the K Street lobbyist and those that are on the K Street dole that are getting rich, being in elected office in Congress and all of that, you're going to upset some people. And he has certainly done that. But the beauty of it is, excuse me, allergies today. The beauty of it is he's doing exactly what those who voted for him expected him to do and what he promised, and that was to shake up Washington and drain the swamp. But, I mean, he's shaken up some pretty powerful interest in Washington, and they're doing everything they can to harm him, to impede him, whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to tell you right now, it is disgusting to me that there are interests there that will do that for the sake of party and protecting their gravy train at the expense of you and me, the regular voter, or you and me, the regular citizen. It's our country, but there are so many interests in Washington putting their own interest and the protection of their position in government over the interest of the American people, and I find that disgusting. You know, I've asked a number of our guests who have been on the show, I don't even know, I may have asked Cheryl Atkinson this. She was our first guest after the summer break, and I know I asked Noah Rothman, I guess it was last week, and the question is, does anyone, I won't say anyone because I know what the leftist progressives think, but does anyone in their right mind believe that Donald Trump is on the dole of the Russians or in any shape, form, or fashion an agent for or sycophant for the Russian government? And my answer to that is no. You know, I've often said nobody of any real substance will ever run for president of the United States for this because of this kind of bullshit that's going on right now. And I will tell you, while I worked for three U.S. presidents, you know, I worked in the field, but I know enough about how Washington works that if there were any smoking guns right now on this whole Russia thing, they would have leaked long ago, and Trump would be nailed with it. And there just isn't any evidence, and there isn't any substance that has come out on this whole Russia investigation thing. And it's a distraction, and it's hurting not just Donald Trump, but it's hurting we the people. We're going to talk about that. We got John Grant coming up. And then after our mid-show break, Tom Rogan, we're going to get into these issues. I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to have John on the line with us, and we'll continue the discussion. You're listening to Pissed Off Politically Speaking right here on the 405 Radio.
You're on the 405.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
Be his first day back in a bed, not surrounded by hospital monitors. Be his first awkward dance at prom, his interview at his first real job.
When you join the Be the Match Merrill Registry, you unlock the power to save a life and all the living that comes with it.
Be his memory of warm summer nights surrounded by fireflies. Be his tent beneath the stars, his perfectly sharpened marshmallow stick, and his first burnt marshmallow.
Go to BeTheMatch.org to find more information on the power inside you and the life-threatening diseases that power can heal. With a simple swab from inside your cheek, you'll be a registered marrow donor.
Be his freedom on the open road. His first traffic ticket. His first, and if he can help it, his last, opera.
Thousands of patients, young and old, are searching for a match. Be the one to save a life. Take the first step at BeTheMatch.org.
Pops Radio, short for Pissed Off, Politically Speaking, with Scott Jones on the 405media.com.
Brett Baer, thanks for joining us from Washington.
Hey, great to be here.
Tom Rogan, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Cheryl Atkinson, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Is Washington just totally dysfunctional? I mean, to me, this is just unprecedented, Cheryl.
These ties are so deep now, and so at least giving the appearance of corruption, I think people have come to just kind of throw up their hands and distrust nearly every official establishment body.
And your words here on our air today should be horrifying, if not motivating, for anyone who's sitting on the fence about this.
Pissed Off, Politically Speaking, Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, only on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
Let's talk tech. Tech news discussions from the people in the industry right here in Pittsburgh. Online, gadgets, startups, and more. Check it out at awesomecast.net.
AwesomeCast. It's all about tech and it's all about gadgets. It's AwesomeCast, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
And welcome back to Pissed Off Politically Speaking right here on the 405 Radio. As we like to say, be sure and follow me on Twitter at Pops Radio or the network at the 405 Radio. Never a dull moment. Excited to have my next guest on. He is my mentor in all things radio and broadcast. He is president and program director of the 405 Media. He is also my former colleague on the Gang of 405, the much revered radio program we used to do on Saturdays. John Grant, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Scott, and thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, I wanted to catch up with you. I always love discussing these issues with you, and haven't had a chance to really talk to you since the summer break and all that, and Lord knows a lot has happened. I've been following your personal Twitter feed, and you've been expressing some pretty hard criticism of the Never Trump people. I mean, I think both of us have had disdain for them, but these hanger-ons, I think they're part of the problem. And we can start off by just, what's your gut check on this Never Trump movement and kind of what's got the burr under your saddle?
Well, Mark Stein the other day was on, I think, Fox and Friends, and he said that this whole thing is composed of basically all the Democrats and 50% of the Republicans. And that's what comprises Never Trump at this point right now. You know, you had a columnist on a week or two ago. I won't name him. I think you probably will remember him by name. He said that they don't care whether flyover country doesn't care about Russia. They're going to write about it. And this morning I see our friend Harlan Hill put out a tweet. Harvard-Harris poll, 73% say Congress has lost focus on important issues because of the Russia witch hunt. Well, these guys have pretty much said, look, we're going to write about it anyway, and that's all well and good, except the political class feeds on this. This is very much a media-driven controversy. You know, they walk among these guys in D.C., New York. They hang out with them on cable shows, and this stuff is going to get shouted from the highest mountains as long as they sort of, you know, feed off of each other and get that approval from each other. And it could stop as soon as the Republicans dropped it.
Well, and the thing about it is, John, even our friends at Fox News Channel are guilty of it. Watching the Sunday shows with Chris Wallace and this and that and the other. But you bring up an interesting point. And I know the columnist you're talking about, and I didn't want to get into a big family argument because we were running out of time, but I disagree with that, number one. And number two, you bring up a good point, and that is these chattering class people are talking to each other about it. I don't care what Juan Williams thinks about this anymore. I don't care really what Chris Wallace thinks about this anymore. I don't know if you were listening right before I brought you online for this segment. If there were any smoking guns of legitimate evidence, it would already be out there. It would have already been leaked. And I'm going to tell you, John, the one thing that's burning my ass more than even the Never Trumpers is these continual leaks from the Mueller operation. It needs to get done and get over with. And I worry that Trump's going to lose his patience and end up firing the guy, and it's going to make it worse than it needs to be.
Well, I don't know how it could get any worse than it is if he fires him, because I think the people who are lined up against him would still be lined up against him. I don't think it changes much, you know, in terms of who his friends and enemies are. But as far as the Mueller thing is concerned, at this point, since there are, as you say, no smoking guns, the only possible thing they could do is catch these guys on process crimes. You know what I'm saying? Like this situation. Exactly.
It's an investigation in search of a crime.
Exactly. You know, get somebody who testified to something under oath that proved out not to be the case, as happened with Scooter Libby. That's it. That's all they're going to get here. And you saw, you know, Chuck Schumer the other day say, look, the reason we lost had nothing to do with Russia. It was Hillary. So there's some cracks in this thing, you know, politically and prosecutorially. I'm just wondering, you know, when the hell the Republicans will get off this train. And as soon as they do, it's over. But they won't. And that's what baffles me.
Well, and I find it wholly offensive that they're putting political and entrenched interest ahead of those of the United States. Now, that may sound Pollyannish for somebody who comes from politics, but, you know, I guess I come from a day in which at least 20% of your mission ought to be to represent the people and not your entrenched interest. John, I think it's part of the larger picture. This is what people hate about Washington. And, you know, Reuters has tested and tried to come up with a question that would show Donald Trump's numbers in the toilet. Of course, these are the same people that said Hillary was going to win by 12. So the polls, to me, aren't moving people. I think this, and you use this term a lot, John, an echo chamber. You do have a serious media echo chamber, including our friends at Fox News, talking about this crap. And flyover country does count. If you consider Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, you know, all of those states, flyover country, they elected a president.
If you are the think tank conservative class, if you are the political class right now, you are sending a message to Donald Trump or any other outsider that says, if you come into this town and you hold our feet to the fire and you shake things up, we're going to put a hurt on you. And that's exactly what's going on here right now.
I agree. Which kind of leads me to a topic I wanted to get your reaction to. Spicer's out, Scaramucci's in. Is this a good thing in your opinion? Because I think it may play into Trump's desire to get more of a fighter fireball in his communication shop.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great move. And you see, you know, the junior achievement class of journalists going out and looking at all his old tweets where he was very much at odds with Trump in terms of policy and, you know, was somewhat even abusive, I guess, with him and called him bad names. But he said, look, you know, my ideology doesn't matter here. You know, I'm here to convey his message. I'm here to give him my loyalism. And if you're leaking and if you're not loyal, I'm coming after you. And I think that's exactly what this administration needs right now. I don't think they've been served by the communications people who have come up through the GOP. And with all due respect to Sean Spicer, you know, he serves a couple of masters here, because I think, you know, when all is said and done, he may want to plug himself back into the mainstream GOP political class.
Yeah.
And I think to some extent that may have limited him in terms of what he was willing to say and do, you know, in the name of being loyal to Trump. But Scaramucci doesn't have that problem. You know, he's independent. He's wealthy, a lot like Trump. You know, he can do what the boss wants him to. And I've never really understood how you can get to that level and not have a grasp for the fact that loyalty is everything. And I don't understand. I guess maybe I haven't been in the political game. I haven't seen what games are being played. But I just don't understand the subterfuge and subversion that these people think that they need to carry out in order to, you know, better themselves or advance themselves. I don't get that.
Yeah, I agree. Well, just to tell you the truth, loyalty got me where I was going in the political world, and it started with a governor and led to another and led to presidents that I was introduced to through those governors. So loyalty does count, John. So let me disabuse you of any notion that it doesn't. But you're right. I mean, you know, you had this establishment class, I guess, that came in with Reince Priebus, and I'm wondering if is this just a natural purging of getting some more Trump loyalists in there, like Kellyanne Conway and Scaramucci and all that. Like you said, it can't get any worse. And, you know, if his first performance before the Washington press corps is any indication, I thought he did a good job.
Well, one thing that Scaramucci did over the weekend, you mentioned Reince Priebus. Scaramucci started talking like a chief of staff when he started confronting leakers, and he started, you know, attacking
them. I saw that.
Exactly. And I wonder, you know, and I hate to be just another pundit here, but I wonder whether, you know, that is a sign that he may be being groomed for the chief of staff role. I mean, this is something that Reince Priebus should be going out and saying every day instead of whatever he's going on the Sunday shows and saying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he needs to be the big stick in the organization here. And obviously he hasn't been, because this leaking is still going on. I think Trump brings Scaramucci in to, you know, maybe go into that breach and fill that gap and do something that Reince is probably was supposed to have been doing all along.
Well, that's a good point. And, you know, that's something that has just confounded me. I understand leaks in the intelligence community and the deep state out in the agencies, but the fact that there have been so many within the West Wing and they have been unable to nail those down just kind of blows my mind. And I think my takeaway was, and he said in the comm shop, I can't believe his own people would be leaking to the media. But, you know, I think, you know, it could be somebody on Bannon's staff or something like that trying to do stuff like that. But you would think you'd be able to nail that down in that cluster within the West Wing. And, you know, to your point, maybe Scaramucci is got the mandate and is serious about doing something about it, because I think it's hurt him.
Yeah, and I want to give Bannon the benefit of the doubt, because he's as outsider as it gets. But again, you know, this is a guy that's not used to working with and manipulating a political class, and really is a greenhorn when it comes to coming into a situation like this, you know, and pushing the buttons. And sometimes I wonder whether, you know, a guy like that, and I don't want to use the term self-aggrandizement, but, you know, whether a guy like that is constantly on guard to make sure that his personal stock in the organization is still what it needs to be, and maybe that takes away from him being a team player at some time. And again, I don't want to throw any shade on Steve Bannon. I like the guy. I think that as far as the campaign is concerned, he brought some things into it that frankly allowed Trump to win. I think, you know, he is the guy who wears the populism hat in that organization. But
yeah,
we need team players here, and if Scaramucci can do that, then I think he's as good as gold.
Yeah, and I do agree with you. Whether it was overt or covert, the inherent conflict of interest, even or maybe it only intellectually, with a Sean Spicer because of where he came from versus people like you just described. And to be clear, I'm not dumping on Bannon. I'm just saying there are a lot of little staffers running around there that could be the source of this, and you would think they'd be able, you know, to nail that down. It just, it's kind of mind-blowing to me. He's talking about rookie mistakes. What the hell was he thinking about dumping on Sessions?
I've got mixed feelings on that. I think Trump is very much desirous to cast the Russia investigation as illegitimate, and I think he will do whatever it takes to do that, even if it appears that he threw Sessions under the bus. And don't get me wrong, I think he's legitimately irritated that Sessions recused himself, you know, which set off the special investigator. On the other hand, I'm not so sure it was as much of a diss, and a show of no confidence with Sessions as it was to say, look, this is illegitimate here, and it should never have happened. And maybe, you know, and this is my best spin, maybe that's what he was saying when he did that. And I know it looks awful to people on the outside. I know, you know, Tucker Carlson ripped him a new one. I trust.
I agreed with Tucker's assessment, by the way, John.
I trust his instincts. On the other hand, I think Trump is throwing everything he can at the wall right now to see what sticks in terms of batting down this Russia thing. And something like that, considering the way that guy's mind works, I think something like that just isn't off the table for him.
I just hope he doesn't start short-circuiting around the edges to where there he lends credibility of instability. You know what I'm talking about? It just
I don't see that at this point. I mean, there is a legislative agenda, and he's stuck in the mud with Obamacare. But at this point, it's the Congress that's told us for 8 years that they were going to repeal, and they're not. So I don't lay that rap on him necessarily. I think his executive orders have been impeccable in terms of their conservative credentials. Obviously, his Supreme Court nomination was top-notch. So really, he's doing things that the conservative class, which I've supported all my life, said they would do and hasn't been able to accomplish. I've got no complaints with him, 6 months into his administration here. And I like Sessions, too. I think he's spot on what he's doing on border enforcement. I know the libertarian side of the coin is not happy about the civil asset forfeiture and about the war on drug stuff. I can take or leave that right now. I think the most important thing is that he deals with the border. He deals with the illegal immigration. And I think one Democrat said, look, illegals are scared to come in the country right now. That's the way I want it.
It's like Greg Gutfeld said, Trump is the wall.
Exactly. And I know Ann Coulter rips him every once in a while because,
screw her.
Built and, she says, how much of the wall has been built? None of the wall has been built. Okay, yeah, I get that. She's kind of a provocateur. I understand that. If she's not complaining about airlines, she's complaining about the wall. But on the other hand, I think you can't really look at the substance of what's been done in this administration, like a lot of Never Trump has, and really make the case that the conservative movement has been broadsided or mortally wounded here. I think he's done, in some respects, more conservative things faster than Reagan has.
Yeah. Don't get me started on Ann Coulter. On any given day, she's a few fries short of a Happy Meal, but that's just me. Well, that kind of leads to the natural extension of this conversation. Let me tell you, John, what my hopes are for 2018 election cycle is that the populism throw the bums out who are blocking Trump's agenda and replace them with other Republicans would be a great outcome. Do you see 2018 is a litmus test? And, the reason I bring that up is, and I know you've seen it, Kid Rock is seriously running for Senate against Stabenow up in Michigan, and I'm cheering him on. And I'm surprised at a lot of the folks I see signing on to the idea that we got to elect Kid Rock in Michigan. Is that a further extension of this, the people taking the government back?
I saw a poll on that as well, and it showed him at 30%, Stabenow at 28%, undecided at 44%, which is massive if you think about it, but that's another issue.
Right.
I think, again, going back to what I said earlier, I have supported people who came up through the conservative system all of my life, and I feel like I've been stiffed here. So if a guy
John, we're all getting stiffed.
So if a guy like him comes along and seems like someone who can legitimately upset the apple cart, at this point I feel like I've got nothing to lose to get behind him, just as I got behind Trump, who was called a lifelong Democrat, who, as I said, has done more for conservatism in 6 months than Congress has done in 8 years, and probably Reagan did in his first 6 months. So Kid Rock all the way.
Yeah. You're from that part of the country, your neighboring state where you came from. Based on what I saw happening with Trump in Michigan, and I got to tell you, I mean, I'm not a rabid Kid Rock music fan, but everything I've heard about him, read about him, and seen how he conducts himself, he just strikes me, and maybe I'm clueless here, he just strikes me as kind of a man of the people persona. And I think if that continues to play in 2018, we're going to be in relatively good shape. Of course, a lot of things could happen between now and then.
Yeah, people talk about the coattail effect. And over the weekend, Trump made a tweet that said that he carried some Republicans. He carried some of the GOP. And a lot of these pollsters started whipping out their maps saying, Rubio would have won without Trump. And, this guy would have won this state without Trump. I remember leading up to the election, everybody knows a cuck who said Trump is not only going to lose, but he's going to cost us the Senate, and we're going to lose you know, people like Ron Johnson, potentially Marco Rubio, and that didn't happen. So if your argument was that Trump had some sort of negative coattail during the election, wouldn't it make sense that he has a positive coattail effect going into the midterms? I think that's perfectly legitimate to argue.
Well, that's why I've come to hate polls, John, because you can make them say anything you want, given what the position du jour is and the whole credibility of that industry. And I got to tell you, and I don't want to get in the weeds here, but unless they start including, you know, cell phones and stuff like that and update their methodologies to capture the public, they're really not worth much in my view, because I mentioned the Reuters poll earlier. They peeled that onion, and it was heavily weighted women, and they were all in New York, Mid-Atlantic, and California before they got a poll that said Trump was awful. I mean, you can manipulate them to say anything you want.
Yeah, Bill Mitchell, who I'm sure you're aware of, likes to rip apart these polls. And his theme constantly is, look, they're using D+10, D+13 samples. You know, they're asking to speak to the youngest person in the household type of thing. He believes
exactly.
They're rigged. I believe they're rigged, too. And again, because this D.C. political class just sort of feeds on that, I think that, and not polls that say 73% of flyover country is sick of Russia, is what they focus on, and it's what they obsess on, and the reason why they're, you know, marching on with this Russian nonsense.
Well, I don't know how you feel about it, but my bones tell me that maybe around the fringes it's moved a few people out here in quote-unquote flyover country, but I think the base is still solid. There's a large portion that don't give a damn about the Russia thing, and there may be a handful that do, may have dropped off, but I still think until Trump really screws the pooch, I think the momentum's still behind him amongst us regular folk.
Exactly. You know, Nate Silver likes to say, well, Obamacare repeal is unpopular. You know, it's mired down in the 20% range. Well, if you look at that Russia poll, it's in about the same place, yet Congress has no trepidation wasting all their time on that and not dealing with health care. So, you know, right now, Russia investigations are as unpopular as Obamacare repeal. You know, what are they obsessed with? What are they focused on?
Yeah, well, it gives me a headache. Well, John, the time has just flown by having you on. I very much appreciate it. And I want to do this more often. If you're willing, I'd like to have you on the show a lot more often than we have been here in the past.
Absolutely. I'd love to come on.
All right. Tell people where they can follow you on Twitter and read and all that good kind of stuff.
My personal Twitter account is at JohnG405, and you will see me ranting and raving and hanging out with some people who dislike Never Trump as much as I do.
So that's awesome. Thanks, John, for the time. I really appreciate it, man.
You bet.
There you go, folks. John Grant, President and Program Director of the 405 Media. All right, we ran a little bit long, but that's okay. I enjoy talking to John. We're going to take a quick break, and God willing and technology willing, when we come back, we're going to have Mr. Tom Rogan of National Review Online and the D.C. Examiner. Keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pissed Off Politically Speaking right here on the 405 Radio.
The 405.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
On the 405.
I love Tammy.
I love you back, Kurt, because I'm a caring kind of gal.
The Tammy Jackson Show.
I'm just one conservative gal encouraging you to keep fighting the good fight.
Tammy is what conservative insurgency is about.
Tammy Jackson, the granddaughter of legal immigrants.
In Honduras, they had 60,000 murders per 100,000 or something like that. And I thought, whoa, that is a lot.
Like every other
person on the block is dead.
Tammy Jackson, the emerging threat from the West Coast.
Tammy has made herself into a rising radio star.
When we have these mass amounts just suddenly pour into the United States, we have a worse problem than we already have had with assimilation.
The Tammy Jackson Show, Tuesday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on the 405media.com.
Anything for you, Tammy.
You're on the 405.
Military life is rewarding, but it isn't always easy.
Managing the stress can affect even the strongest warrior.
But I can, I will stay mission ready.
I can, I will
keep my mind and body fit.
Talk to my chaplain.
Seek care early.
Strive for progress, not perfection.
I got this.
I got this.
Take the first step.
There's no better time than now.
Reaching out is a sign of strength. Visit realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
Children are at greater risk than adults from contaminants carried by floodwater. Since they dehydrate faster, they need to drink plenty of fluids. If the safety of your water is in question, either use bottled water or bring tap water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute, and let it cool before use. You should also keep children away from mud and make sure they don't play with anything that may have become polluted by floodwater or sludge. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas that can be fatal. Don't use anything indoors that burns fuel, such as gasoline-powered generators, camp stoves and lanterns, or charcoal grills. Opening doors and windows or using fans isn't enough. Have your vents and chimneys checked to make sure water heater and gas furnace exhausts aren't blocked. If you feel sick, dizzy, or weak while using a generator, get to fresh air right away. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Children are at greater risk than adults from contaminants carried by floodwater. Since they dehydrate faster, they need to drink plenty of fluids. If the safety of your water is in question, either use bottled water or bring tap water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute, and let it cool before use. You should also keep children away from mud and make sure they don't play with anything that may have become polluted by floodwater or sludge. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
We are a bold and active voice for the unborn. We are Audio Girl Ministries, saving the lives of babies by helping moms in crisis pregnancies get past the crisis. How? Free ultrasound imaging so the woman can see the life she's carrying, and by supplying her with essential baby items, diapers, clothes, food, crib, car seat, all given with a loving and caring heart. Want to help? Log on to audiogirlministries.com and make a tax-deductible donation. audiogirlministries.com. Thanks.
Pops Radio, short for Pissed Off, Politically Speaking, with Scott Jones on the 405media.com.
Brett Baer, thanks for joining us from Washington.
Hey, great to be here.
Tom Rogan, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Cheryl Atkinson, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Is Washington just totally dysfunctional? I mean, to me, this is just unprecedented, Cheryl.
These ties are so deep now, and so at least giving the appearance of corruption, I think people have come to just kind of throw up their hands and distrust nearly every official establishment body.
And your words here on our air today should be horrifying, if not motivating, for anyone who's sitting on the fence about this.
Pissed Off, Politically Speaking, Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, only on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
Be his first day back in a bed, not surrounded by hospital monitors. Be his first awkward dance at prom, his interview at his first real job.
When you join the Be the Match Marrow Registry, you unlock the power to save a life and all the living that comes with it.
Be his memory of warm summer nights surrounded by fireflies. Be his tent beneath the stars, his perfectly sharpened marshmallow stick, and his first burnt marshmallow.
Go to BeTheMatch.org to find more information on the power inside you and the life-threatening diseases that power can heal. With a simple swab from inside your cheek, you'll be a registered marrow donor.
Be his freedom on the open road, his first traffic ticket, his first, and if he can help it, his last opera.
Thousands of patients, young and old, are searching for a match. Be the one to save a life. Take the first step at BeTheMatch.org.
Welcome back to Pissed Off Politically Speaking right here on the 405 Radio. Be sure and follow me on Twitter at Pops Radio or the network at the 405 Radio. Never a dull moment. Remember what I said right before the break when I said God willing and technology willing about we'd come back with Tom Rogan? Well, guess what? Tom Rogan is MIA at the moment. Mr. Executive Producer in Los Angeles is trying to track him down and we've left him a call-in number, and we'll just take him on the fly here if we have to. Really anxious to talk to him and kind of get his take. Like I say, it's always different, and most times different in a good way than yours truly here. Real smart guy, and as I said, my go-to guy on international affairs. So if we can find Tom, hopefully we'll have him here on the fly. Anyway, I want to thank my previous guest, John Grant. You know, it's funny. You know, John's not a big on podcasters, broadcasters talking to other podcasters and broadcasters. But I'm going to tell you what, that's where I diverge with him a little bit. I always enjoy talking to John. As you know, Tammy Jackson, who has her show here on the 405 radio on Tuesday evenings from her outpost in Oregon, is the only person I've ever trusted to co-host this show. And I got to tell you, when she and I spend the hour together, it just flies. They're such great colleagues, and I really enjoy talking to them. So yours truly here is making no apologies for occasionally having both John Grant and Tammy Jackson on the show. You know, we in the citizen journalist mode, or, you know, kind of in the trenches, if you will, if you want to use a warfare analogy. Right now, I feel a little bit like the British at Dunkirk. All of the, I guess, the entrenched interest in Washington and the media centers in New York and L.A. are bombing the shit out of us with this Russia stuff and all of that. But as I was discussing with John right before we left him, you know, I think there's some resilience out there. And then, you know, guys, I don't have anything to base that on in terms of any honest polling or anything. But it's just my political intuition and my bones tell me that I would say 90% of Trump's base is still solidly behind them and sees this for what it is. I think there are a large swath of Americans out there that are just trying to get on with their daily lives, put food on the table, get their kids educated, and maintain a good job. And, you know, there's another perfect example of things that if it were Hillary Clinton in office, it would be wall to wall about how great the economy is doing under her leadership. I think we're up 13% on the stock market since inauguration day, or since election day. 401k portfolios or improving and recovering from what was about 8 years of stagnation. And John Grant had mentioned about the executive orders that Donald Trump has issued. Some of the most important ones that are boring but yet relevant here have to do with rollback of regulation and taking the shackles off of private industry. And I'm not talking about turning them loose, you know, unregulated, but some of the environmental restrictions and some of the financial restrictions were overkill. And it got to where the economy was being run out of the regulatory agencies in Washington. That sound familiar? What do Democrat and liberal progressives love? Large centralized government in Washington, and we peons are either dependent on or directed by big centralized government. But a lot of the credit that any other president would get for rolling back regulations and how that is helping the hiring numbers and how that is helping either investment or job growth, or when I say investment, I'm talking about investment growth. He's getting zero credit. So there are a lot of good things. And you know what bothers me more than anything is if you look at some of the things he's done, you know, take the ill-advised occasional Twitter rant aside, everything that I have seen that is just driving the liberal progressives stark raving mad is Trump fulfilling his campaign promises. You know, he fired too early. He did a ready fire aim on the first immigration pause, if you will. Everybody calls it the travel ban or whatever, and he had to go back and clean that up. But, you know, it's a calculated move on liberal progressives to challenge him in court because it moves so slow. But so far, it's Donald Trump 1, the liberal progressives 0 on the whole travel ban, so says the Supreme Court. So, I mean, there's just all of these, you know, behind the scenes. They're not as sexy from a news perspective. It's much more, you know, intriguing and better ratings for people like CNN to go wall to wall on scandal stuff. But I find it enervating, and I personally think that a lot of people in the mainstream American, those that are paying attention, are kind of rolling their eyes and kind of sloughing it off. Unless and until there's some sort of smoking gun, I think they kind of blow it off. And there's a large sector that don't care at all. And, you know, and there's a line about, you know, the media's obligation to cover, but then there's a degree of severity, okay? CNN has sold their soul to the devil on this Russia thing, and I think it's starting to show in their ratings. I never made a big deal out of it, but one of my top journalists that I trusted was Jake Tapper over at CNN, and we had developed a relationship before and during the early going in the 2016 campaign. I think he was on this show 6 times, but I didn't make a big deal out of it. But I dumped inviting him when he went whole hog, you know, screw the journalism, I'm going to buy into the anti-Trump mantra. And there are people out there that are posing as hard news people that are skating along the lines, if not have crossed the lines, of open anti-Trump advocacy. And I'm telling you, Shepard Smith at Fox News is, you know, it's Shepard Smith reporting, and they made a big deal about this news deck and how he was all the hard news and the heart of the hard news at Fox News. You can watch him on any given day, and it is clear he has strayed way into the area not advocacy, but certainly editorial, which is a no-no. I mean, you can say what you want about Fox News, but I will tell you this. The one thing that has kept me with them is they had a modicum of journalistic standards that I felt were admirable. And they made a very distinct line between their hard news operation, like the Shepard Smiths and the Brett Bears, and, you know, people that we've had on this show, like James Rosen. They make a big deal out of having a bright line between hard news and editorial, you know, editorial being formerly Bill O'Reilly, but Tucker Carlson and, Sean Hannity and people like that. They kept the two separate, but that is getting very, very blurred with Shepard Smith Midday. In fact, I don't watch him anymore, unless there's a very large and important breaking story. I can't stand to listen to him. The snideness, the sarcasm, and all of that. But I mean, he gets into editorial comments about the news, and it's not a news deck anymore. In any given day, it could be Shep Smith venting his spleen day on Fox News. But I guess I went down this rabbit trail for this reason. As expected, there are large, and I think I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, there are very large and powerful entrenched interests lined up against this president. I think there may be a couple of chinks in the armor, but I certainly don't sense, and I'm willing to be convinced otherwise, don't sense any breach in the armor. And I kind of alluded to that when I was talking to John in our A block about, you know, my hope is that the 2018 election cycle is about a continuation of draining the swamp and upsetting Washington and getting some of these entrenched interests out of there. My fear is that they are so powerful that they can even overtake the mighty Trump, but that remains to be seen. I think if his base sticks with him solidly and this Russia thing runs its course and peters out, he may have come through the worst. But in any event, it is concerning, and I'm telling you right now, and I meant to ask John about this before we let him go in the A block. Where the hell is Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell? Okay. And are they part of the problem? My sense tells me, yes, they are. But this Congress is failing this president, and we control both houses. It is ridiculous. And I agree with John that there's a large portion of Republicans that are quietly probably never Trumpers, and that's why Congress hadn't moved. Well, 2018 may be a chance to correct that, and I'm hoping that's the direction it goes. But anyway, I'm going to take a final break, and when I come back, I'll have some final thoughts. Keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Pissed Off Politically Speaking right here on the 405 Radio.
You're on the 405.
Shop Amazon. Support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the talk alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
Let's talk tech. Tech news discussions from the people in the industry right here in Pittsburgh. Online, gadgets, startups, and more. Check it out at awesomecast.net.
AwesomeCast. It's all about tech and it's all about gadgets. It's AwesomeCast, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 405media.com.
The 405.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
the 405.
I love Tammy.
I love you back, Kurt, because I'm a caring kind of gal.
The Tammy Jackson Show.
I'm just one conservative gal encouraging you to keep fighting the good fight.
Tammy is what conservative insurgency is about.
Tammy Jackson, the granddaughter of legal immigrants.
In Honduras, they had 60,000 murders per 100,000 or something like that. And I thought, whoa, that is a lot.
Like every other person on the block is dead.
Tammy Jackson, the emerging threat from the West Coast.
Tammy has made herself into a rising radio star.
When we have these mass amounts just suddenly pour into the United States, we have a worse problem than we already have had with assimilation.
The Tammy Jackson Show, Tuesday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on the 405media.com.
Anything for you, Tammy.
The 405.
We are a bold and active voice for the unborn. We are Audio Girl Ministries, saving the lives of babies by helping moms in crisis pregnancies get past the crisis. How? Free ultrasound imaging so the woman can see the life she's carrying, and by supplying her with essential baby items, diapers, clothes, food, crib, car seat, all given with a loving and caring heart. Want to help? Log on to audiogirlministries.com and make a tax-deductible donation. audiogirlministries.com. Thanks.
And welcome back to Pissed Off Politically Speaking right here on the 405 Radio. Be sure and follow me on Twitter at Pops Radio or the network at the 405 Radio. Never a dull moment. Well, I don't know what the disconnect was, whether it's technology, scheduling, or otherwise, but we missed Mr. Tom Rogan with National Review Online. My sincere apologies for that. We're going to call the Capitol Police and maybe have him rousted somewhere. I don't know. You know, a lot of times these guys are busy and there are a lot of breaking news in Washington. Who knows? He may have got caught on an assignment or something like that. But he's never been a no-show in all the years I've done this show, and I'm sure it's something significant happened. But we'll get him rescheduled. I really do want to hear from him and get his take on what's happening in Washington. Well, I hope the show didn't thoroughly depress you. You know, there were some riffs with John in the A block that if one weren't a stronger person could be depressing. You know, I like to believe that the truth will prevail and the truth will set people free. My faith in Donald Trump has to do with the notion that he's not afraid to say what's really going on. He doesn't talk in Washington speak. So if you're pausing about Trump and voted for him, this American is willing to give him the benefit of the doubt at this point. I like the idea. I mean, you know, a perfect example of that was Scaramucci at the press conference. He's very direct. He's very upfront. And that is so uncommon in Washington circles. So we've got that going for us. And I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt because I, like John mentioned with the Never Trumpers, I also add to that the K Street lobbyists in New York and the entrenched interest in Washington, including a significant number of Republicans that are protecting their territory and their position over and above the interests of the United States. I'm ready for more Kid Rocks, if you want to know the truth. They can't F it up any worse. I edited myself there, by the way. They can't F it up any worse than what we've got in Washington. And again, just to calibrate here, I'm hoping 2018 will be a continuation. You can call it populism or whatever you want to do, but will be a continuation of the purge because they deserve it. That's it for now. We'll be back next week with more great guests. Keep it tuned throughout the day for great programming. Until next time, you're listening to Pissed Off Politically Speaking right here on the 405 Radio.